And he also didn't want to be embarrassed and ashamed for all the boasting he had done. That's what he's saying in verse 4. That, you know, I come and find you not ready, and I'm not going to be ashamed. I was, but oh, the Corinthians, they are ready to give. Man, they were ready a year ago. They are so forward, and they are so ready in their mind. And Paul believed it, but then he thought, well, maybe I better send someone along to make sure. Because sometimes it falls on those who know much and who have much gifts, I mean, and knowledge in the Spirit. It calls, you know, we sometimes don't have wealth, but we have to make up for the deficiencies of others and minister to the saints in other ways. I mean, he knows they meant well, but sometimes people's mouth runs a little faster than their actual deeds. And they speak out of the heart something they truly want to do. I truly want to help your ministry. And they're forward to do it. But then, you know, sometimes you have to send a little messenger ahead to remind them of how forward they were. And you will find among the saints that the forwardness does not dissipate. And they're all too glad to have been reminded. But for a man of God, it is a tender issue. Because there's always this, you know, there's always the accusation that comes that you do it for money. You know, in verse 5, Paul had told him, you know, I wanted to send these guys ahead of time to, you know, to prepare the bounty, literally it's eulogia, which is, we get our word eulogy, or blessing. It is, you know, the blessing they had prepared. You know, as a matter of blessing and not of covetousness, it's because you want to bless, not because someone wants to take. And that's the thing. Here's the thing, what's wrong with prosperity gospel preaching that's out there. They don't preach, give because it is in your heart to do good to those who need it. They preach, give because God is going to give back to you. God wants you to give to this ministry, and I speak as a fool, because by giving to this ministry, He's going to bless you, and my ministry will go forward, and I will preach the message of Christ to other people that they should give to me and be blessed. And we can all be blessed. We can all get saved. We can all have a good, happy life. That's what God wants. God's here to give you prosperity. Look at America. And that is not how you give to lose. You know, when I've given, I definitely try to put in my mind that it is gone. And not that I shall receive again for it. Not because God doesn't repay us or because God is not generous to us. It's just that my heart's expectation is I'm not giving as an investment that I expect a return on. You know, it's like they've got the parable of the talents backwards. I'll give you my talents, God, but I expect a good return. God does. You know, I know the scriptures are flying through people's minds about, oh, I will give, you know, give me a tenth part and see what I won't do with it, you know. And then I will return it to you again. You know, they use these scriptures to talk about how God's going to pay you back and test me with this and so on and so forth. You be very careful when you think you want to test God. And remember that he made that offer to some specific people in the past. Not necessarily to you. God is generous. But I guarantee you that everyone who gave to those ministries did not get tenfold back. And God is no liar. They are. They may not have gotten anything back. They may have just gave and gave and gave and gave. You know how many stories are like that? People who just gave away all their money to a prosperity preacher and never got nothing except the prosperity preacher basically lived of them. And that's covetousness. He took the money as a matter of he wanted it. Verse 6, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he proposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and supply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all. And by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Again, there's some verses here, verse 6, very favored of the prosperity preachers. You want to give more to get more, right? You sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. But again, he spoke as a matter of bounty, not of covetousness, of generosity rather than constraint. You know, he talks about supplying the want of the saints. He was not talking about those who want, who have nothing. And I tell you, there's many these days, they think they have something and they give, but they really have nothing. They're in debt up to their eyeballs. If you are in debt, you don't have anything. If you go from month to month, you don't have anything. You have debts. You know, let's say a man, he has a family. He's got to feed his children. That's not just him. You know what I mean? I can throw in the money for my food, and I can fast. You know? But it's not right for me to cause my children to go hungry. That's irresponsible. As far as they would neglect it, you know, you don't say, oh, well, I don't have to take care of my kids. I need to give a gift to God. That goes back to Korban that Jesus talked about. You know, you don't help people you're required to help because you say, well, I gave it to God. You can't give that which you owe